The rest of the story. Bill's mother was in tears. How could you do it? She kept saying over and over. What Bill had done was to drop out of school, and for the second time. He had realized how hard it would be to tell his mother, but he had not anticipated the extent of her bitterness. Bill had ruined his chances for a worthwhile career, she exclaimed, and so close to graduating, midway through his junior year at college, he would have only to stick it out for another year and a half. Why not wait, she insisted. Bill sat quietly for a moment. He did not have an answer. You see, Bill was the product of what they used to call in North Philadelphia the jungle. He grew up in the projects with his younger brothers. His mother, Anna, was a hard-working cleaning woman. His father was practically never home. The boy contributed to his family's meager income by shining shoes and by selling fruit and hauling boxes at the local grocery store. But the little he earned was too little to make a difference. Bill never liked school much, and each year he liked it less. In high school, he was introduced to organized football, uniforms and all, but the thrill of playing was offset by the humiliation of being told that he would have to repeat the 10th grade. So that was the first time Bill dropped out of school. The studying part was bad enough, but he refused to be surrounded by classmates a year younger than himself. So, Bill became a shoemaker's apprentice. And then he went into the Navy. And during his hitch in the Navy, he took a high school correspondence course and got his diploma. How proud his mother, Anna, was when he returned home with that diploma. Now, she told her son, you must go to college. And Bill agreed. An athletic scholarship got him in. He played football, and he played basketball. He competed in track and field, and he kept his grades up besides. But then out of the blue arose an opportunity to make some real money. Now understand, any youngster from the ghetto is frequently tempted to vice by the prospect of making some fast cash. Bill had always resisted that temptation for fear of going to jail and leaving his mother with nobody to care for her. But here was a chance for money that was just too big to turn down, so big that he returned his gear to the school's athletic director. And that's when he went home to tell his mother that he was quitting school again. Well, during the intervening dozen years, he did return to school long enough to complete his degree. So we can flash forward just a dozen years to a bright May afternoon in 1976 when there was a graduation ceremony at the University of Massachusetts, and Bill's mother was there, and Bill was there in mortarboard cap and gown, shaking hands with the school's chancellor, who has just awarded Bill his doctorate. But a long road has led up to here, and there were two major detours in that road. The first time, he just took time out. The second time was an opportunity for some easier money, for a career in comedy. You know the man who finally mended his mother's twice broken heart as Bill Cosby. Only now you know the rest of the story.